Hello, and welcome to the NKMC Christmas Play. When we think about Christmas, we think about
lights,
trees,
presents,
turkey,
family,
presents,
Santa Claus,
snowmen,
presents,
candy canes,
reindeer,
presents.
Hey Rory, why do you keep saying presents? The Christmas season is about more than that.
Yeah, our theme this Advent has been Walk in the Way of God's Heart, where we've been reminded that the God's kingdom is at hand. God's peace, harmony, healing, and restoring work has begun through the life and teaching of Jesus Christ.
And while we are most often aware of the climax of that story, Jesus' eventual death and resurrection, it is important that we remember the beginning of the story.
John 3, verse 16 says, God loved the world so much that he sent his only Son, so those that believe in him will have eternal life.
See, God gave us his Son?
Maybe you are right. Join us as we witness the greatest gift of all, the birth of Jesus Christ.
Santa Claus! H is for Holly!
R is for Rejoice!
I is for Emmanuel!
S is for Star!
T is for Three Wise Men!
M is for Mary!
A is for Angel!
S is for Savior.
And S is for Savior.
Christmas is nearly here, a time to give. Give to our families, to our friends, and to those around us in need. It's time to give the world an enlightened vision of life and hope.
Christmas is nearly here, a time to understand. Understand that we have been given a gift so precious, so beyond what we could have ever asked for, that once we receive it, how can our lives ever be the same?
Christmas is nearly here. Tonight we want to celebrate a dark night that lit up history. We want words and music. We want to rejoice in the promise fulfilled. A Savior, Jesus Christ, is born to us. He is born to die. He is born to give us new hope.
Good evening. On behalf of the choir, I'd like to also invite you to our Sunday School Choir concert, and I'd like you to ask you to open your hymn books to O Come All Ye Faithful. number 212 in your hymn book. We're going to sing verse 1, 2, and 3. Please stand to sing with us.
Sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of the house and line of David.
Mary, how blessed you are. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid, Mary. God is pleased with you. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You will call him Jesus.
I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled.
Of Jesse's lineage coming, as saints of old have sung, it came a flower bright amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the night. Isaiah 'twas foretold it, the rose I have in mind. With Mary we behold it, the Virgin Mother kind. To show God's love aright, she bore to us a Savior, when half spent was the night.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
Thank you.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Thank you. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were terrified.
Please turn to number 201 in your hymnals. We'll sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, verse 1 and 3.
Oh, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord has been born. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Believing all this is really happening.
How about the angel that appeared to us? It sure seemed pretty real to me.
Me too, but it's still hard to believe. It's more like a dream, and we'll wake up and be back in our fields, watching over our sheep, like we should be doing.
When the angel appeared in the blinding light, I was really afraid.
We all dropped to our knees and covered our eyes.
Did you hear the music?
Yeah, it sounded like a whole choir.
The angel said that our long-awaited Messiah would be in Bethlehem, and that we would find him laying in a manger. Why do you think he's in a manger?
We shouldn't question why. I'm sure God has his reasons.
You do see the star, don't you?
Yes, I do. See how bright it is?
The star seems to be shining on that stable and seems to be telling us to go there. Let's go visit our new king.
Jesus,
To be a friend. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem.
King Herod, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?
We have seen his star in the east,
and we have come to worship him and bring him gifts.
Go and search for the child, and when you found him, come back and tell me so I too may go and worship him.
Thank you.
shine a king on Bethlehem's plain. Gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Rank and sons who offer a bar, princes who the veil deny, voices raising, terror and raising, worship and God on high. Myrrh is nigh, his bishop will fill, breathes a life of gathering gloom, soaring, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the scornful dream.
After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
This must be the place we seek. There is the star we followed from the east.
This is strange, this lonely inn, this dirty cattle shed, Or surely this is not the place for a king.
But there is the star. It has stopped moving. He must be nearby.
O du Fröhlichkeit, number 55. Please stand to sing songs.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country another way.
Christmas is here, a time of celebration, celebration for the star, the angels, and the manger. It's also a time to remember that the baby born in Bethlehem was born for one reason, to give us new hope. Once we were a people who huddled in the darkness. Now we are those who glory in the light. Once we were a people looking for a savior. Now we are those who await for his return.
Be ready.
Will you be ready?
of good cheer and put away fear. The light now is coming to dry every tear.
Love now with us, God's perfect Son.
Will you be ready?
Will you be ready?
Will you be ready for Him when He comes? When He comes, light the candle, Jesus is coming. Open your hearts, prepare the way. Sleepers awake, for soon is the dawning. He will turn night into glorious day.
See, I told you, Christmas is about presents, God's gift to us, His Son, Jesus.
And like the wise men who gave back to God through their gifts, we should use the gifts we've been given to give back to God.
How am I supposed to give my hatchimal to God?
Not those kinds of gifts. See, yes, part of our response to God's present is to give from our physical resources, but the talents and skills that God has given us can be given back to Him too.
When we love our neighbors, we give our gifts to God. Like the shepherds, we share God's love with those around us. And like the wise men, we give what we have to the true King.
Please join us in prayer. Heavenly Father, during this busy Christmas season, thank you for giving us this opportunity to remember what Christmas is really about. Thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ. Please help us to follow Him all year long, and help us to share your love with those around us. In all this we pray. Amen.
And with that, we've come to a close. Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a safe drive home and see you tomorrow morning for a service of readings and carols.
Going to close with Silent Night, and we'll sing one verse in German and one verse in English. It's 193 if you need the words in your handwriting.